But it's Friday night, and that means boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants, which is not the right way to do it. Pants first.
Boots and additionally pants.
But pants first. Otherwise, people stare at you.
Well, how do you get the work? How do you get the look where the boots are inside the pants, though, otherwise?
I'm not sure I want that look. Also, someone going around with multiple pair of pants, wearing multiple boots, because they thought the techno music was in fact instructions.
If boots wore pants, would they wear them like this or like this?
No.
Imagine, if you will, an entire Kobold clan putting the moss debate on hold.
They have the pants debate.
Are we ready to go?
Yes.
I am excited for party times.
Yeah. Are we ready to go?
Yeah.
The city of Townsville is not in this game. Indeed, I am here with my scandalous group of non-adventurers. Say hello, scandalous group of non-adventurers.
Hello. Scandalous? All I do is read.
Is this about the bathrobe again? This is about the bathrobe again, isn't it?
Yes, that's a scandal.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing clothing under it. And I wash it once a year, whether it needs it or not.
That's against
the rock, good and hard. Of course, last year, the rock broke.
One of these days, I'm going to see if that thing burns.
Already told you, people have tried. It doesn't.
Maybe they haven't tried hard enough.
Last time, the group made their way from Roskilde into the wilds, where they discovered an Ugok, one of their old friends, who led them to a camp full of people who had been transformed by the wild magic, and we're now living apart from society because they believe that society would not welcome them. Devin was concerned about this. Everybody else was too, but Devin particularly. In the center of the makeshift camp, thinking which I should unpause the game, they found another one of the seeing wells and verified their hypothesis by calling back to Roskilde, where the people were very surprised to see humanoid figures coming out of the well, but also expressed confidence that the people in this camp would be welcomed at least back at Roskilde.
So long as they go and stand in a green circle.
Yes. Since then, the inhabitants of the camp have been packing up and starting to make their way as a caravan out to the east, toward Roskilde, where they are assured they will receive a warm welcome. Especially Adelina's forge friend's parents, who were fused into a single person, aside from the fact that they had two heads. The camp is emptying fairly rapidly, actually, although they have left some stuff behind. It is mid-morning, and something has just gone ding.
Oh, that's the machine that goes ding.
It's the machine that goes ding.
It's the most expensive machine in the whole camp.
That's probably true.
It's funnier when it's true.
Think.
Old Rob.
I can't remember who was carrying it.
I think I was carrying it.
Yep.
Then Devin, your pocket goes ding.
Ah, Old Rob swears under his breath.
That mean it's done? Finished cooking? I was going to say I hoped so, but in that case, I hope not.
Devin pulls it out of their pocket, and we see that there are, in fact, two freshly toasted pieces of bread sticking out of it.
On the little wings.
Devin does pull it out of his pocket.
Okay. It doesn't look any different from before, but it's, now that you're looking at it, you realize you don't hear a ticking that you had just sort of gotten used to.
Well, it's no longer ticking, so either it's done or it's broken.
Well, let me click it.
Before we click it, do we have everything we want to bring?
Got my rock.
If it's mid-morning, Old Rob has just gotten up and therefore has not yet broken camp.
Come on, let's gather our stuff together.
Indeed, let's gather our stuff together.
Roll up the bedroll and all the soggy, wet stuff.
If you keep it wet, it builds up a nice protective layer of mold.
No.
It adds to the structure. Builds character.
No.
I will hit mold you over is the for head woot. With this book.
And it's got to be the right kind of mold.
Old Rob, while saying this, has already flipped the tent over so that the ground cloth can be drying. But appreciates that he has now been threatened by two members of the party.
You reminded me of my parents' comments in 1991 when we camped across France. That as we packed up the tent to go to Cairns and get on the hovercraft to go across to England, we were taking with us 20 pounds of French rainwater.
Do you have to declare that? That might be a biohazard.
I think you might.
Concerning.
I mean,
okay. I mean, it's quick enough to pack up the tent and let the ground cloth. I mean, it doesn't need much drying.
I think I see a clothesline over there to the side too, on the map.
You do. In fact, there are two. Also, please note, I made a mistake when I was making this map. The well is supposed to be about twice as big as it is.
I like Understood. The roughly circular shape of the center of camp and the fact that it is surrounded by green, but therefore not green.
All right. All right. I have a concern.
Only one?
A number of concerns, but one main concern right now.
Is it about what might be at this well if we go back in time again?
Exactly that.
Well, so long as it's not a dragon.
There's that. I mean, you didn't say the if, but there's a bit of an if there.
So perhaps we want to get a little ways away from the well. And if the well is still in the area, perhaps approach it again cautiously. If we go to where we are, which isn't a given, we might go back to where we were last time we were in the past.
Or somewhere else entirely. It might be random.
Oh, don't say that. That's the worst idea.
Well, if you go by the stories, convenience or plot-driven inconvenience tend to hold sway more than logic or reasoning.
What if I don't want to go by a story? What if I want to go by, like, science, medicine.
You just have to find a historical reenactment or tale or transcription of people using one of these devices, and then we can use that. Until then,
I would like to go by science, and that I fear means experimentation.
Oh.
Stand back. Devin's going to attempt science.
And now let's pause for a moment because we might be receiving Adelina.
Suddenly, the device that Devin has teleports Adelina in.
No, Adelina was with us.
True.
Obviously, if it had gone off, it would have been leaving Adelina behind.
No, Adelina would have been there just off camera the entire time.
Also possible.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Forgot we had a game today.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot it was Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's Thursday, right? Right?
As I said earlier, today's been a bit of a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
I'm just really tired today. Go ahead. Tell me what you're going to say.
Oh, I did offer today to all of the other art teachers in my building that I would cover their classes on Monday.
Okay.
We have an all-day PE on Monday. There are no classes.
Okay. That'll do.
Yes, I was trying to get one of them to react to that. It didn't work. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, hope you're feeling well.
Kind of okay. A little tired. That's all.
The link to Foundry is in the chat.
Yep. Trying to figure it out. Max don't do well with it's in the chat. Take a minute.
They don't? Months? Okay.
All right, let me just grab the link.
I mean, basically what I do is I open a browser window behind it and then just drag the link onto the browser window.
Okay.
But it does depend on the vintage.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how old this one is, but yeah.
1986. That was a good year for Macintosh.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, computer.
Computer!
That was 1985.
Aluminum.
Okay, let's see if that worked.
Ah, it says that you are connected.
Yep.
And because it is Cypher System and not D&D, you should not have to stare at the anvil very long.
Right. Yes. Okay, I'm in the game.
Yay!
Huzzah!
Mm-hmm.
Shall we resume?
There was much rejoicing.
I am fine with resuming.
We have basically made it to the recap. And they're breaking camp. And the device that takes you back in time has made a dinging noise and stopped ticking.
Oh, okay.
Good to know. The Pop-Tarts are ready. I'm sorry. The legally distinct breakfast pastries are ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
At least they're
not. I saw the funniest thing earlier today. I saw someone asking someone specific on social media, what is this thing called? They're little pastries filled with pork. And someone else replied, well, aside from the pastry and the meat choice, they look a lot like. And I was like, well, since that's the entirety of the food.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
Anyway.
Yeah. Aside from the totality of the image,
it looks like it's a JPEG.
There we go. Mm-hmm. I always roll a dice before I start playing because I figure, okay, it's working.
That's fair.
Oh, that reminds me. While we are paused.
Woo! Look at that. Wow.
Where is it?
Whoa! That's a lot of dice.
Mm-hmm. They're shiny. So shiny.
There's a, there it is. If you go into, at the very top right of the screen, there's a gear icon. If you click on that, and then click on configure settings.
Okay.
And then select Dice So Nice from the left-hand side.
Okay, got that.
And then at the top on the right-hand side, click 3D Dice Settings.
Okay. Oh, those are pretty.
And then the third tab is Special Effects.
I'm trying to find it. Oh, there it is.
Appearance Preferences, Special Effect. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there is one checkbox, and it's for Show Other Players Special Effects.
Okay, so that is already checked.
Okay, so uncheck that. And then you get much better performance.
Oh, good. Okay.
Cool. But you have to click Save Changes on both of those windows, the Dice So Nice and the Configure Settings.
Okay, I can do that. And I can do that. And I'm hoping it worked. Yep. Let's see. I'll roll something. Okay, there we are. Thanks.
Yep, Beth is still on private rolling because Beth was GMing last time.
Oh.
It's actually self-roll even. I'll fix that.
My die is flat.
Oh no, something ran over your die.
Oh no.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Devin is insisting on doing science to the artifact, which means experimenting with it.
Mm.
Rob is flipping a lot of coins and is insisting on packing up the camp before we take off, just to be sure.
Mm-hmm. I also was in favor of that.
Yeah, old Rob wasn't the one who suggested it. Old Rob is going through the process of doing this, insisting that it can be packed up while wet, but not, in fact, packing it up while wet.
Okay.
Can I do housekeeping to get everything packed up that can be packed up and...
Yes. I'm not even going to make you roll for it.
Because the skill is house-flipping, I imagine
that each of us has a...
Because the role is housekeeping, I imagine that at the end of it, each of us has a mint on our pillow. Yes.
It's a mint leaf. Yeah, it's a mint leaf.
Nice.
It's also probably a somewhat unsettling shade of something.
Hmm.
Maybe even green.
Is this catnip?
Mm? What's that? Didn't catch that.
The joke, dear listeners, is that mint and catnip are closely related and seem to have similar anti-insect properties.
Oh, cool.
Which some scientists believe is why cats roll on it.
Well, yeah, but since Karasinda has rolled a 19, she gets a minor effect, which means that she distracts the campsite. All of its rolls are hindered.
Which is good because the campsite was attacking next turn.
Yes.
Well, I mean, she wants to make sure that everything is either draped out if it's too soggy or folded into something where we can drape it out in the past or future or wherever this thing winds up taking us. There's some fires around. We could drape things to dry or hold them up to dry.
Yes. In fact, Rob has noted the clotheslines around the camp.
Well, then, let's get the clothesline and hang it up close enough to a fire that it'll dry things without catching on fire.
Good plan.
It looks like the
Rob, you hold this end of the cord.
The fires are far enough away from anything that we'd be hanging a clothesline on to make that not be the most viable.
No, it'll work. It'll work just fine. You stand right here and you hold this into the clothesline.
There is also some pre-cut firewood at the bottom right.
Okay.
It's probably soggy as all heck, though.
It wasn't raining. I don't know why it would be.
They said it was raining last night.
Oh, I don't think so. Yes, it was.
Yes.
You mentioned that.
Oh, yes, you said
it was out in the rain.
And it was doing multicolored rain.
Yes, every drop
was that's right. Color. I forgot I said that.
Hmm. We remembered. Pepperidge Farm remembers. Got you first. Got there first.
It only sounds like you got there first. On my end, it sounded like we said it at the same time, which made it funnier.
Nope, there's the rain.
It's not actually raining this morning. It's actually fairly nice.
Oh, okay.
The storm has blown past.
Weather effects. I'm going to have to play with those sometime. Oh, no, snow.
That's getting to that time of year.
It is.
But it's not there quite yet.
This episode will probably be up in late January or mid-January.
Speaking of which, don't forget to go back and listen to this Christmas special.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, you're drying stuff off. They would have draped a cloth. I had forgotten that I'd said it was raining. They would have draped a tarp over the wood.
We can set something up reasonably well, yeah.
They also generally wouldn't have taken it with them.
Uh-huh.
Likewise, the cart at the north of the map is still there because they don't have anything to pull it. And unlike Roskilde, you don't get free meals here, but also unlike Roskilde, they're leaving behind a bunch of food. So,
also, we did bring rations.
Yeah, they're all the food up. Fine. That's right. Also, you brought me.
Yeah,
right.
Well, you're packing up. You're... Uh-huh. Sorry, I didn't mean to tap over you. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to talk over you.
Oh, no. It's just a standard banter from Garrison and old Rob.
Yeah. Consider it background noise.
I wasn't talking.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about an hour for you to dry things off and pack everything up.
Late morning, time for a break.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's set up camp for a little while. This is not a legitimate suggestion from old Rob.
Yeah, you're all set. You've got all your stuff. You have had a meal of apples and sausages, mostly.
They left sausages behind? What's in them? No, seriously, what's in them? These taste great.
The normal stuff, you would have to imagine.
If only
they were in one of the crates to the north. Probably just completely forgotten about.
I'm sure they didn't go bad.
They're sausages. They are the kind of sausages that are shelf-stable at room temperature. Landjaegers and summer sausages.
What's this label on the box of sausages? Cut me own throat, Dibbler. I'm sure that's fine.
Not sure. Oh, boy.
They're not just from another time. They're from an alternate reality.
Concerning.
So at this point, it's just you in the camp, and you've got a thing that is no longer going ding, and all your stuff packed up, and full bellies.
Well, suppose we should try that thing again? Should we leave a note in case anyone needs to know what's going on?
I don't know. It seems like these kinds of camps, people just come and go.
Well, looks like most people have gone at this point.
That's true.
Back to Roskilde.
Yeah.
The only reason we're not is because the thing went bing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go off a little ways from the well. So if we go back and there's something at the well that we might not care for. Well, I said well again. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well.
Get packed up. Start trudging.
Okay.
You ought to be able to move yourselves if you want to move yourselves. If you can't, let me know.
Trudge.
Trundle.
It's working.
Find the oldest tree around and be next to it.
Rob is pole dancing.
Uh-oh.
There's no pole there. I was just spinning the character in place because I could. Careful, get too close to an old tree. You might step on a sapling and change all of history.
Only if I fall over.
Next thing you know, there'll be a tornado or hurricane or butterflies taking over the world.
Oh,
butterflies? Are they smart enough to do that? They'd have to have so many of them together.
Old Rob is very clearly referencing world... the whole butterfly flaps its wings, causes a hurricane meme.
World-conquering butterfly elementals aside.
There might even be scandalous bats.
I am so concerned about you sometimes. What did you eat? Which mushroom did you eat?
I didn't eat any mushrooms unless they were in the sausage.
I'm concerned. Maybe I should have taste tested that stuff a bit better.
They're shelf stable and they're shelf stable.
Okay. Well, I have not heard you say that you're clicking the thing, so I'm waiting for that to happen.
Yes. Let's click it.
Are you going to let Rob do it or are you going to do it yourself?
I will click it.
Okay.
A better question is, do you prevent old Rob from clicking it? Well, the map changed, so.
Uh-oh. All right.
I'm still sideways.
We're somewhere. Oh, no.
Well, I'm diagonal.
Yes.
I suppose my plan to stay among the foliage is...
We were 180 degrees off, it looks
post-mature.
Like.
Post-mature.
If you want, yes. We can always walk over to those trees over there.
Yes, in fact...
Yes?
For the record.
I know that we have the map as visible with the well with a larger border around it than we had... The well is to scale in this map, but beyond that, there is a wider border around it that looks interesting, and that's definitely going to be investigated, even though it's not a green circle. And we have a road going past, or a path. It's dirt where there appears to be grass everywhere else. Mm-hmm. And a small group of trees on the far side from us. So if we're drawing a diagonal line across the map, I'm saying this for listeners, you got us, then the well, and then some trees. If we look beyond the edges of this map, are there more trees or is it like open grassland like what we saw before?
It is open grassland like what you saw before with occasional dottings of trees.
Ah.
The road, the dirt road does go off in both directions about as far as you can see.
Hmm.
And since Beth needs to step away, why don't we take 5 minutes?
Okay.
Okay.
And as always, let's
do it. We have not been talking about snacks the whole time. Just a significant percentage of it.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, you are, well, most of you are standing southeast of a well, which is on a slightly raised stone platform. And when I say slightly, I mean it's even old Rob doesn't have trouble stepping up to it. This is not a constructed stone platform. If it's not natural, it looks like it was raised wholesale out of the ground.
Neat.
And indeed, the well in the center is the proper size.
Aracinda is going to ignore the well and let everybody else deal with the well, actually, and go bury her rock.
Yes, you are burying your rock under the trees to the west of the well.
Uh-huh. Did you do that phrasing on purpose?
Yes.
Yeah, it was funny.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not sure we want to mess with... We were warned about those.
Oh, old Rob has walked up to the platform, but is not standing on it.
I think we should leave it alone.
The well or the thing well. That's being buried? The well? Okay.
I'm inclined to agree.
Yeah.
We were told they couldn't be trusted in the past. And if we are in the past, we don't know who might be listening. Or watching. Or both.
Maybe we'll make some new friends.
That's
but we did in come out and about.
I didn't want to interrupt. I was taking advantage of a lull.
Ah,
please continue.
Okay. I don't know what I was saying.
Yeah, I don't remember.
We did come out and about.
Okay.
Oh, yes. We did come out and about the place we left from, I think.
Yes, this does look like the same well. It's just elevated slightly. And in fact... It could just be that the dirt has accumulated around over the stone platform.
Okay. If we had a broom, we could probably knock the dirt out of it.
I mean, in your time, there is dirt covering the stone platform.
Okay.
It has accumulated up over the half century, or half millennium, so that only the well remains. Karasinda, you bury the rock without any significant trouble. There are critters in the trees, but nothing you wouldn't expect to see. Except they all look normal. Like there are squirrels and insects, and they look like squirrels and insects, and not purple squirrels and insects with foot-long horns.
You things are cute, but I ain't taking you back. Tempting as it is. Yeah, Karasinda's going to be using her various detection abilities too.
Okay. Go ahead and...
Are they healthy?
Make me a roll.
No. No, I don't want to make you a roll.
No, actually, that gives you valuable information. The What are you scanning?
The stuff around, the squirrels, the bugs, the trees.
They're healthy. Rob, Karasendi, you have no reason to believe that you're not, that you're getting false results from this.
Okay.
They look like perfectly normal animals. Rob, with a 6, you can tell that this well's construction is much like the other wells that you've seen. It has piping that does not seem to have been laid by hand, that carries water up from a source far beneath the ground. There does not seem to be have been any actual construction done. The stones around the well are like, you know those stone facades that are actually concrete?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like that, except it's actually made out of stone. It's just been made to look like it's stones piled together. But in fact, the well and the platform are a single unit of stone.
Oh.
Adelina, this is, if they're using magic like the magic that you know how to use, mm-hmm. they are unbelievably powerful.
Wow.
They have pretty much convinced the bedrock to come to the surface and take a specific shape.
That's amazing.
Devin, why don't you go ahead and give me a roll too? Just a straight d20. Devin, you okay?
Oh, I thought you said Adelina. Probably because I only heard a little bit of it, and
I understand.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
You come to the same conclusion that Adelina did. Whoever used magic to create this was unbelievably powerful compared to what you know. Like, you have never met anybody who could do this.
I should say not. Wow.
I did make a private roll earlier, and that just tells me what to describe. Off in the distance, you see some, you see a little encampment, and this is off in the distance. You would be walking a long time to get there. You see a little encampment of tents like the ones that you knew, like the ones that you saw the last time you were here.
And last time, we didn't spend long enough in one go to get very far under our own power. I imagine the tents are far enough away that if we stayed the same amount of time, we would not be able to get to that camp.
Yeah. If you had to walk, you would not be able to get to that camp. You don't have one of the Tuati horses with you. So,
well, let's see. If I look at my ciphers, I have an intellect booster and a shocker.
You do.
I have something. Which you were, something.
You were meant to use on the skeletons. Oh, yeah. And I gave Karasinta something, too.
Something.
Mm-hmm. I have a something, but I don't know what it is.
We have no ciphers.
You have already identified and used your something.
Indeed.
Me? Oh, no. Okay. Something. What is the something?
Something.
Yeah, neither Karasena nor Adelina has presented their something to Rob to identify it, or Devin, for that matter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to ask Rob if he knows what this thing is. I've been carrying around with me. We go right over and say, do you know what this thing is?
Well,
Karasena will discover it in her pocket and go, oh, right. Devin, what is this thing?
Well, I can take a look.
So, looking at my abilities, I've got, I have the wrong tab open, and therefore I was unable to find my identifying skill that I am practiced in.
Okay. Oh.
Well, that's
yeah.
Very nice.
That is, hang on a second, I have to look something up. Okay.
By 3 steps, so that was beats difficulty 9.
Well, Devin's still doing better than old Rob, but not by much. Oh, I got a 19 wow. To Devin's 20. There's the good rolls.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Never thought I'd see one of these.
What is it?
It's a whatchamacallit. Grit candy bar. I mean, that part's not canon.
I need to double check something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I really do appreciate that the cipher that Adelina has is not just something. It's something. Because
there's an exclamation point on it. Yes. Yeah.
Something bang.
It's a level 1 something.
Okay.
Which might not be level 1.
Karasinda and Adelina, go ahead and roll me 1d4. That's the triangle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, rolling two. Now. Three.
Okay. All right. Paracinda.
Huh?
And Devin, I am...
Yes?
I'm saying this to Devin so that Devin can tell Karasinda. Karasinda has a device that looks like a spear, except it's a gray, a matte gray sphere. Except that, just about fits in your palm, and around its equator, and then, like, if you look at it from the top, it looks like a plus sign with a circle in the middle of it. And then if you look at it from the side, it looks like a circle with lines going through it from the top to the bottom. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And Devin, you recognize this as a stasis keeper.
Oh.
And it is level 5, and it puts a subject into stasis for a number of days equal to the cipher's level. Or until it is violently disturbed. An object in stasis does not age and comes out of the stasis alive and in the same condition as it went in, with no memory of the period of activity.
Oh.
Remember what we found our fellows in? I believe it's a less powerful version of what...
Iago.
What those prisons did.
Well, so if I bonk Sky fellow on the head with this, that might be useful to us.
Yes, it could very well be. And if you give me a minute, I'll replace the stuff in your inventory with the proper stuff.
The right stuff. It flies
the
away.
Right stuff. I was just thinking the right stuff.
Rob, I am telling you this so you can tell Adelina. Adelina, you have a metallic cuff that is about an inch around and clasps at one side and hinges on the other.
Okay.
So it, basically you snap it shut around something, and it's got an ornate design, but it doesn't like glow or anything. Rob, you know that this is a disruptor. It is level 6, and for the next day, each time the user strikes a solid creature or object, the attack generates a burst of nanites that directly attack its organic cells. The target takes one additional point of damage. If the target's level is less than the cipher's level, it loses its next action. Otherwise, its next action is hindered.
Oh, well, so here's the thing. This little thing here with the clasp, but you sort of, it's a hingy thing. You put this on a finger, and then you lose that.
Not if it's too big for a finger.
Oh.
I thought you would put it on, say, the shaft of a hammer.
Ah, okay.
Or the hilt of a sword.
That makes more sense, yeah.
You put this around the handle of something that you use to hit people with. And when you hit them, a bunch of tiny little creatures, so tiny that they're smaller than bugs, which is pretty tiny, like bugs to a bug, or bugs to a bug, or something like that. Anyway, these tiny little creatures come out, and they go to whatever you hit with the big thing, and they bite it a bit.
So if I put it on my hammer, they're going to, like, what, eat the hammer?
No. Well, maybe. It depends on if you use the hammer to hurt the hammer. Probably not. But if you put it on the hammer, and then you hit someone with the hammer, it'll hurt them more.
We could probably use that, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Apparently,
I'm going to take the little... go ahead.
I think Ellie said it lasts for several days when you activate it.
Okay.
For the next day, but you need to activate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is not going to take effect until you actually, like, when you want to use it, you clamp it onto your hammer or the hilt of your sword or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for the next day, your sword does that.
Oh, nice.
Better to wait until you need it, because if you put it on your hammer, you'll be like, well, I'm going to do some blacksmithing. The anvil's melting. Why is the anvil melting?
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you
put it on the hilt of a sword or on the hammer, it'll do an extra point of damage. That's the game mechanic thing. But the story old Rob told about tiny little monsters coming out of it and eating things is, I think, all most people on this world would understand about nanites, assuming they knew anything about nandite.
Okay.
Magical sparkle bugs.
Hmm.
And then someone, apparently a boy, canonically a boy, named Wesley Crusher, uses them to create an artificial life form, whatever that is, and there needs to be bargaining to give them a colony planet.
What kind of weird story is this, Rob? What are you doing now?
To be honest, I'm pretty sure the person who told it to me was, in fact, under the effects of a fever.
Oh, that makes sense then, yeah.
But it was a very entertaining tale, nonetheless.
Were they under the effects of a fever or under the effects of, like, beverages?
I'm pretty sure they were using the beverages because they were cool in an attempt to combat the fever. Never seen someone sweat so much in my life.
Okay. Good to know. So instead of putting it on the hammer, I'm going to put it on, I think I have a sword.
Well, don't put it on there yet because you don't want to activate it until you need it.
Right. Otherwise, yeah, she's going to put it in her pocket until then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you put it on, and then we do banter for a day, and it's totally used up.
Yeah.
Not that.
Yeah. So just put it in your pocket until needed. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Is this one of the ones? Harrison
is also pocketing hers. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is one of those ciphers where, like, all of them let you pick a level for them, but the text says nothing about level.
Mm. Okay.
Oh wait, no.
Oh, no.
The target's level is less than the cipher's level. It loses the next action. So that is important.
Okay.
And it's level 6.
Oof. Mm-hmm. It is.
That's a lot of things. I mean, if you're fighting a level 6 monster, you have to roll over 20, I think. Mm-hmm. Math. What is math?
I have no idea.
No, you don't have to roll over 20. That would be an 18. But you still have to roll very high. That's not a monster that the GM throws at you frequently. Usually.
Hmm. Okay. All right. So she's just going to put the thing in her pocket and wait for an opportunity to use it.
The most opportune time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
All right. In one of the recent updates, I must have lost a bunch of my ciphers because they're not in the list anymore.
Oh, no.
Really? That's odd as I go to the different rolling macros.
Okay. Now I have all that typed in. Your some things have become some things.
Yes. Yes, they have.
And the other thing you see off in the distance is what looks like an island far off to the west, floating about a mile off the ground.
We heard about that thing.
Oh, yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. Don't think anyone's seen one of those in our time.
Not lately.
Which implies either it flew far away or it flew down.
Might be underwater.
That would be down.
How would we see it if it was underwater?
Depends on how far out it landed. Or crash.
In our time.
More likely.
Oh, okay.
After the Mage Wars, it probably went splash?
Maybe.
Unless that's what that mage tower we were in comes from. That thing got a tower on it? Squint.
It seems to have several. Hmm. Although, that's so far away that all you can tell is that there are spires of some kind.
Floating isle.
I have to say, that thing's kind of impressive.
That's an understatement.
What kind of healer would I be if I didn't make understatements, eh?
Understatements like, oh, you'll be fine, you can walk it off?
I only did that to you because you deserved it.
I was concerned because you said I could walk it off, and I thought you meant the leg would fall off if I walked on it.
Well, and you didn't walk on it too much now, did you?
I missed 3 nights at the inn because of you.
And your leg got better, didn't it?
Nearly starved to death.
As I recall, someone did come and deliver food to you.
If you call it that.
How far away is the floating island?
It's kind of hard to tell. You've never had to measure distance to something that's floating a mile in the sky before. Hmm. It is close enough that you can make out that it has spires. Far enough that you can only make out that it has spires. You would guess that if you walked for about a day, you would be underneath it.
A bit far to flag it down in any real way.
Well, magically, yes.
I'm imagining if this was a live action, it would actually just be on the map painting that we're all staring at.
Yes. Yes, it would. Mm-hmm.
Camelot.
No, I think it's Camon Air.
It's only a model.
All right. We aren't within walking distance of anything.
Are we going to need to invest in a spyglass?
You sure we don't have one somewhere?
For what it's worth, the impression you got from the interrupted messenger wasn't that the wells were dangerous so much as that they could be eavesdropped on.
That is what old Rob was referencing, yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
And old Rob is choosing not to approach, not because he's afraid that the well is going to just, like, you know, turn out to be the cipher system version of a mimic, but because maybe don't let people from the past know we can time travel unless we can trust them.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. So either we can call this one a bust and wait out our return, or,
you know, no, I suppose would be a bit odd saying what date is this. We know there's Tawadi round because we see him. So that's probably around the same time. Maybe a bit later, though, because there's a well.
Question for the GM.
Yeah.
I have in my equipment list a signal horn. What is it made of?
A horn.
It
is literally an ox's horn hollowed out and turned into a horn.
And someone has inscribed an ocarina on the side of it.
Yes.
I also have a couple candles.
Yeah.
I am going to take out one of the candles and I am going to rub it over the horn, which I imagine already has some level of protective whatever on it. But.
Oh, yeah. It's got a mouthpiece and like a strap.
Yeah. But I am attempting to coat as much of it as I can in wax.
Okay.
Once I have done that, I am burying it next to. Not too deep, but burying it next to the bedrock that's sticking up out of the ground.
Okay.
Making a note that I'm burying it to the east of the well.
Okay.
You're going to try and see how much damage is done to it to figure out how far back we are?
I mean, I just kind of wanted to make sure it would last long enough. That, and these things can be used to wake someone up in the morning, and I think that's a crime worth burying it for.
I want to clarify, Karasinda has just gotten done burying a rock
yes.
that she has marked.
Yes.
And you are separately burying your horn.
Yes. Karasinda is doing that. And old Rob is aware that, especially from stories that are told, that burying something only makes it be found again if it's relevant to the plot in a story. Which makes it way more common in a story than in real life. So by having a second buried thing, ideally it would be another rock, something that would definitely last for such a long time. But old Rob does not have the power of forethought, especially when told in advance, this is a thing that might work, which I suppose also means that old Rob has trouble listening to things. But never mind about that.
While you're burying things, may I take a vote? Are we waiting it out, or do I attempt to call the wizards?
I recall there was a dragon problem.
What would you intend to say?
Something fairly close to the truth. We've had a magical mishap with an anchor, and we don't know when we'll snap back to where we were.
What do we tell them besides that? Yeah.
But what things can be done with the wells beyond just talking. Here's the problem.
Well, it would be reasonable at that point to ask where we are.
That's true.
Here's the problem.
That's very true.
How many people look like you?
There is that. We might want to ask where we are and how far we are from our... From oh drat, players blanking. Dunwatch, Dunhill.
Dunport?
Dunport! That's the one. Dunthingy. We could ask how far we are from Dunport.
Old Rob approaches Devon and says, I'm truly sorry for what I'm about to do. I'm sure many people will regret it, but I think it's the best if you're going to pull this off without tipping our hand too much. And old Rob will take his hat off of his head and put it on Devin's.
Oh.
Devin has kind of antlery antlers.
Yes, I forgot that this wasn't normal.
Well, it's normal for us.
Yes. But only because we've had 500 years to get used to it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Might need to have Rob do the talking, actually.
Not it!
Oh, come on. You're going to make me talk? You're the one who likes to talk to people.
Look,
I can talk. I can talk.
It's not a good image, so to speak. It's very watery. Just need to break up the silhouette of
the horns, and between all of us, one of us might be able to convince somebody that they might be a fellow wizard, and that's somebody who spent a lot of years studying. Me?
Well, that's true
enough. I might have a lot of knowledge, but, wizards evoke a certain level of society to which I have never aspired and would apologize if I reached it.
Yeah, you might have to change your bathrobe there.
It's perfectly fine.
And I do have a medallion.
There's that too.
That's true. All right. If we can make sure. Do you need a cowl or something? Make it look like, I know what we can do. You need a headband around them. Put a headband around your horns, and now you've got yourself a nice, fancy, magic-y head decoration.
Well, while you are saying this, unless Devin has taken it off, there is still a large-brimmed straw hat sitting atop Devin's head. Perhaps atop Devin's horns, specifically.
I'm very sorry, but I might have to pull down, and then you're going to have to mend the hat.
Why don't we do up the horns with a headband around them, and maybe a few baubles and whatnot, so
something
it looks
of a
fancy
turban,
magic.
Perhaps.
This
or something looks
me
magic-y. Yeah,
of a story about three little lizard people who were trying to sneak around town. Because they were lizard people and people didn't like lizards at the time, whatever. So they found a large coat and all stacked on top of each other. And old Rob is going to tell a story of three kobolds in a trench coat using the anecdote ability to try to give us an asset in disguise. In horrible, poorly thought out disguise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, he doesn't care if there's holes in the hat.
But you're getting some.
He doesn't care if there's holes in the hat, then Devin does indeed pull down.
It's possible you do not make any new holes.
And now he is wearing a very strange hat, apparently.
It's a hat with perhaps half a horn attached on one side and a quarter of a horn attached to the other side.
I didn't roll anything.
Oh, sorry, it's because I had you selected.
Oh, okay.
The GM rolled something with you selected, that's all.
Okay.
It's the ghost in the foundry.
I'm
VTT.
I'm guessing that this does not count as sneaking.
No, I'll
would
give it
be
to
an
you.
Intellect? Oh, would it be an intellect roll then?
Yeah.
Okay. So intellect, and there's an asset from the helping, and if we rested, I should have my pools full again.
Yes, your pools are full.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and my pools
so
are not
well.
Should I be
your pool should be full.
Okay. I've reset that one.
I will spend a couple of levels of effort on this one.
Okay. That easily 13, beats the difficulty four, I had in mind.
Yeah.
You eased it by 4 steps and still would be difficulty 4. That means you would have beaten difficulty 8 had it not been adjusted.
Yes.
Devin convinces everyone that they are 3 kobolds in a trench coat.
Well, I did once get mistaken for an Ogok.
Giona.
No, not an Ogok. A Giona.
A Giona. Yes.
That's the word.
Yeah, you have successfully disguised yourself as a perfectly normal person.
I've successfully disguised myself as a fashion disaster.
Well, that too.
And Devin is going to reach a hand out over the well and fix his eyes on the spires and think very hard about the fact that there's probably a well over there. And if there's probably a well up on that thing, then he should probably be able to reach it.
Okay.
And all such things.
You're going to be craning your neck if you're looking that way to see the island.
Ah, I didn't realize what direction it was in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry, it's off to the west. Okay. The pool of water shimmers and coalesces into, after a moment, into the figure of, surprisingly, someone shorter than Adelina.
Wow.
Hello.
Goodness. Hello.
You're at the Tawadi well. Are you in trouble?
Well, we've had a bit of a mishap. Not with any of the Tawadi, of course. Just,
what do you mean, well, of I'm not course?
Exactly, they didn't make the anchor.
The anchor? What? Okay, hang on. Let me check something. And they scurry off for a second.
Concerning.
You are left concentrating on the pool of water.
Is there pretty music?
It's Girl from Ipanema. But it's just one line from it played on repeat. On and off.
The girl from the girl from the girl from.
Oh, no.
No.
I award you one more Cypher System XP. Ellie should now be here, too.
Mm-hmm. The figure rushes back into the scene. I know you. You're the one who has my book. How did you get it?
Link,
you know me?
Well, I don't know you, but I saw it. I recognize you. I recognize your presence. You have my book. How did you get a copy of my book? I still have my book.
Oh, this is your?
Yes, it's my book. How did you get a copy of it? There aren't any copies of it. I'm not done with it yet.
This is
not something that should be said over the wells.
Yes.
Over the, okay.
Difficult to explain.
All right, listen. I am going to go back to my tower, which is, if I calculate correctly, about a day's walk from you. Start heading that way.
We are going to be.
I will.
We don't know when the Laker's going to snap us back.
He doesn't hear that. He's only hearing Devin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't the anchor us. Might snap us back before we get there.
What anchor? Can you show me the anchor?
Might as well. Going to look like one of theirs, probably.
I'm not sure I should be doing this over the wells, but yes, here.
You pull out the anchor and show it to him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of Gula's. Okay. Where did you come from? You can't tell me that over the wells. All right. How long do you have?
About how long did we have last time?
You were in the past for about 2 hours last time.
A couple of hours, probably.
All right. I am going to go back to my tower and get some supplies. You stay there. I'll come to you. Don't hang on. And the figure looks off to the side for a minute. Is that Throthy? Does anybody look up?
I will look up.
I'll look up as well.
Okay.
Looking around.
There is very tiny against the island, but not so tiny that you can't see what you would call a white dragon.
Oh.
Blink. Blink.
Oh, no.
Between you and the island, and between you and the white dragon, is a much larger black dragon.
I do believe... crap.
Oh, no.
That's Frothy and Daggers. What's going on? They don't ever come up here.
Get back to your tower and prepare for a problem.
Yes, I had... My goodness. All right. I will contact you as soon as I can. And he snaps his fingers and moves away from the well, and it goes silent.
Devin also moves away from the well and starts, after a moment, thoughtfully swearing.
I think we should go find one of those other batches of trees, just in case, so that we aren't out in the middle of the well when the dragon shows up. Find out what's going on.
The two dragons are circling each other. Go ahead.
Two things. One silly, one serious. The silly thing is, I love the concept of Devin specifically, meticulously choosing each profanity that leaves their lips
yes.
to be best suited to this particular situation. These are artisanal profanity that we are hearing. Almost Shakespearean in nature. And also, old Rob is taking a look at these dragons that you are about to continue to describe and thinking, okay, considering that city, there is not much scale that we can really get from because there's a lot of perspective of in the air that we don't have. But how big might these things be?
Yeah, they are, however big the island is, they are about an eighth its size.
And the island is a city.
Yes.
They are an eighth of the size of a city.
Wow.
These are not small creatures. The white one is maybe a ninth, a tenth. The dragons keep circling at each other, making cautious swipes at each other. The black one is positioning it. It came up between you and the city, but now it is trying to position itself between the white one and the city.
I feel like we're going to see that thing. Well, best somebody witness that city going down.
How do you warn a whole city that they need to evacuate in a way where they don't just think that you are perhaps imbibing too much?
That's an excellent question.
Can we even do it? No one would have before.
There's no way they'd believe us.
I can try.
I think they see the Drakens.
Oh, that's right. Those things are huge.
The person we were talking to didn't seem worried at all. Maybe a little bit concerned, but more, well, that's a novelty. Then
he also felt as though he could get to his tower to pick up supplies and then to here in 2 hours. It seems likely enough that he has some means of evacuating himself.
With warning, perhaps, but how do you warn that many?
We can't.
He's aware the dragons are there.
He is.
And he's already on his way.
And I am very grateful for that. There might be one survivor.
We can't warn every one of them, because if we warn every one of them, we might mess up the future.
I don't care about that.
If we mess up the future, what happens?
Right now, it's now.
Well, it's not going to be now in another hour or two.
But the guy talking to Devin seemed to know who these dragons are.
Uh-huh.
What if they're friendly? What if they're, you know...
Black one's dragon, a traitor.
One dragon turned out to not be... Actually, a lot of them turned out to not be friendly. But one of them pretended to be friendly and turned out wasn't. But most of them weren't friendly.
That's what the ghost said. Right. That's what the ghost said.
Okay.
In the meantime, the white dragon is spitting something toward the city, which the black dragon is either absorbing or catching with its own breath.
Hmm. They seem to be very familiar with each other.
I don't think that's a friendly game of catch.
Oh,
no.
Old Rob, I'm certain, has heard tales of the kind of things that dragons can do. The player knows.
Probably, yes.
The player knows that depending on the setting and the world building, dragons do different things with their quote-unquote breath.
Yes.
What does...
Devin definitely has.
What does Old Rob know about what these dragons do with their breath?
Just that it involves horrors. You do not want to get in the way of a dragon's breath.
So, vague and threatening. Wonderful combination.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is, unfortunately, about what Devin knows as well.
Well, that's what makes a good story. Sometimes it's the details you leave out. People fill them in on their own. Which is also why sometimes Devin's research does way better than Old Rob's.
Well, I can't research anything here. If he's not done with the book, then... Is the book I have done?
Yes.
If he's not done with the book, then he was going to survive whether we showed up or not.
This isn't the final one. This isn't the fight where it falls, maybe. Maybe I'm wrong. Because the Black Dragon's defending them right now. He hasn't turned traitor yet.
Half the stories I've heard about time travel have someone go back in time and change everything. Half of them have the time traveler go back in time. And what they do is, apparently, even if they're trying to prevent things from being changed, they end up changing it anyway, or they end up not changing it because destiny, destiny, no escaping, that's for thee.
Well, I don't think... If the Black Dragon's defending the city... Then he hasn't turned traitor yet, so this is before the war starts.
Or the war's already started, and...
Well, it's before the everything goes kablooey and we all get turned into magic polka dots.
I'm now thinking of wild magic skills.
The polka dots are not the issue here.
Do we move under the trees?
Well, if the black dragon ain't coming for us now, then probably safe for an hour.
Off in the distance.
I'm getting under this anyway.
Yeah,
good idea.
That's fair.
And I go over here to...
Off in the distance, the Tuwadi look up from their camp. A messenger with a cart in what's essentially a flying pickup truck looks up as he descends from
the flying city. On the mountains, the scattered monks look away from their studies toward the city. The Ugogs, at the entrance of their caves, look up toward the city. As for the first time, the black dragon dodges instead of absorbing.
Crap.
The white blast hits the city, and it begins to shine and start crystallizing over. And slowly, it begins to fall. The device in Devon's pocket goes tick, 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 ding.
Oh, and we're back.
And you're back in the forest camp.
We are, yeah. Wow.
And there, I suppose that was the all set up then, I guess.
I feel like it's worth noting for the recording. I put it in the chat because I'm trying to not talk over Elliot too much, dagnabbit.
Old Rob pointedly does not hide.
Everyone else was running for the trees.
Yep.
Yes.
Old Rob did not want to look away.
Oh, Karasinda was backing.
To remember.
To see. Karasinda was not turning away. She was backing to the trees.
That is very much a possibility. Old Rob was not certain that he would catch what he assumed would happen if he was devoting some energy to not tripping over something to go hide in the trees.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So he just stood there, walking stick in hand, facing the city, trying to not blink too much. And when we all come back, it's a jolt, I'm sure. It was a jolt last time, too.
You're rotated 45 degrees.
Yes, because I've been that way the whole time. But whatever everyone else is doing, Rob walks a bit in the direction that the city would have been in. He knows that he's going to have to come back and try to dig up that horn to see if it survived. But that if it lasted 500 years, it can last another hour or so. But he's just sort of trying to keep a bearing to get an idea for what direction was the city in, which is exactly what he's telling himself. That is why he's doing what he's doing. But as soon as he is far enough into the trees that he's relatively certain the rest of the party does not see him, he starts to cry.
Aww.
Aww.
You can't even hide it. Devin's got your hat.
I love hanging out with all of you.
Anyone doing anything else besides going into the trees and crying?
Harrison is leaning on her staff and being pensive before she figures out where that rock is, and she might as well dig up dang rock and...
Okay.
Yeah.
That
wasn't anything we could have done.
Yeah.
If there wasn't anything a city of wizards could have done, there wasn't anything we could have done.
Yeah.
I'm hardly any kind of wizard.
Harrisonda will pat Devon on the shoulder.
I don't think we could have stopped the dragons anyway.
It was gonna happen. We were too far away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And still no closer to finding the people that we need to find.
We'll find him eventually.
Yeah.
We know we will.
Mm-hmm.
We can figure out roughly where the Tuatha were, who were with our friend, with, I'm blanking on the name, Karasinda wouldn't. Perhaps we could grab hold real tight next time and maybe drag back with the anchor when the anchor drags us back.
Angus, by the way, is Angus, Devin's student who was...
Yeah,
we could grab,
if we can find, if we can catch up with where they were, maybe we can grab Angus and hold on tight until the anchor drags us all back, and maybe he'll drag Angus back too.
It's a thought.
Here, help me dig up, see if the rock survived, but turned into a diamond or something stupid.
You just need to go back and cast Banish on Angus.
Karasinda, the rock is exactly where you left it. Only about 3 feet deeper.
Bunch of dirt came in on top.
Maybe some roots.
Does it look like wild magic damaged it or anything?
It does not. It looks exactly like the way you left it. Maybe a little more weathered. Yes. No. Kunta Kinte is also in the hole.
What? You broke Crash.
You broke Crash, yes.
Well, that's easy to do, but it's okay.
Because Crash
puts on a visor and then tells us that we should read a book and something about butterflies and flying.
Crash noted that there might be some roots in the hole.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Sorry, Devin.
I should give Rob back his hat.
Here, let me help you get it off.
Yes, that's probably for the best, isn't it?
Here, bend over. Let me lean over, get the hat here.
Devin, as you give Rob the hat back, the bag at your side begins shaking a little bit, and then the Rosetta book pops out and returns to full size.
What?
It looks a little different, like there are maybe more pages in it.
Turn to the pages.
Devin starts flipping through.
Okay. At the very back of the book, you find an entry that wasn't there before.
Are you from the future? Check yes or no.
You helped me escape and set the alarm. And for that, I am grateful. I don't know how you have my book, and I have guesses. But I suspect that this book is the book, as in the old stories, which we all thought were fairy tales, about the book and the hat and the bag and the hammer. So, if you're really them, thanks for saving us, Beeble.
Kind stars. What did we do?
What will we do? Uh-huh. Kirsinda is hefting her medicine bag thoughtfully.
That's where we're going to end it for tonight.
All right.
Thanks, everyone, for playing. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Tonight, I've been joined by some amazing players. Beth, Crash, Io, and Jen. Does anybody have anything they want to plug?
Io's mom writes books. Go to elizabethmccoy.com and get them where legitimate ebooks. And you can also ask your local library if they buy ebooks, that can they pick it up, and then I get paid and you get to read a book for free, and that's wonderful. Speak wonderful books.
And if Beth gets enough money from ebook purchases, she can switch to an ISP that doesn't wait until she is plugging her own stuff to go.
No, I don't think we control the ISP.
Not with that attitude and that number of purchased ebooks, but we can make it happen. We just mean
speaking of books,
several million more listeners.
My website is Book of Jen. It's got a variety of things on it. Depends on what mood I'm in or things like that. I was going to put some stuff up today, but I'm really tired, so that's not going to happen today, but maybe tomorrow. And also, I'm the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast, which I also haven't been doing because I've been sick. So those usually come up on Saturdays, and it's at shatteredsoulstone.com.
Speaking of websites,
have you tried not being sick?
Yeah. Doesn't work.
I mean, one of these days, that might actually be a... No, it won't be. Never mind. Speaking of websites, aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel is where you can go to find all of these podcasts, where we don't put ads in them because we have Patreons, and that's wonderful. Also, this is not a side gig. This is a hobby. Hobbies you shuffle money into. Side gigs you get money out of. It's a very different flow of income. But if you are listening to this and you're hearing ads, go to aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. There's no ads in those. You're getting them from a bad place. Get them from a better place, but not from the good
also,
place. That's a TV show.
Also, pay him lots of money so it can be a side gig.
No, he doesn't want it to be a side gig.
I'm not sure I want it to feel like a responsibility at this point. But Crash, aren't you doing regular uploads with a large buffer? Yes, I am. And I don't want to feel obligated to keep that. But if you want that buffer, I mean, you could join our Patreon patrons by going to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, because Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patreon Marisha Cindy, well, everyone who's a patron can listen to all the episodes as soon as I finish editing them. And right now, it's September when we're recording this. I know they say don't date your episodes, but, you know, whatever. I'm not actually dating anyone. It's fine. But this episode is going to go live in January. That's a heck of a buffer. All of those episodes people could be listening to right now for like $2 a month or whatever. You can also follow us on the Fediverse, is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. I've been making little shorts that are excerpts of whichever episode is going live.
They're
on
funny.
A Monday or a Thursday. That's right now when they go live. Because we have enough of a buffer that doing two a week is possible. And I'm glad you think they're funny. Everything in them has made me laugh out loud, and that's why they're in there. Yes, you will occasionally hear that somebody is taking a domain name in vain. Or the soot-covered kobold is supposed to be a rouge, not a noir, or, you know, stuff like that.
Yep.
Anyway, I turned a series of plugs into a ramble.
That's okay.
We'll live.
We'll survive.
Yes.
Thank you for GMing, Ellie.
How to play. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. This is a wonderful game.
Until next time, this is Ellie saying, hey, we survived too. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.